The Vikings found Eric Kendricks at UCLA, where he was the Bruins' all-time leading tackler. How did he get so many tackles? Well, he's athletic. He can chase ball carriers with the best of them, and that's what you're going to see right here on this play. Offensive guard, the left guard on this play, does not do a good job of getting to the second level. Gets hung up trying to block the defensive tackle right here. And what that's going to do is open up a wide gap for Eric Kendricks, and he shoots it quickly, gets behind the line of scrimmage, and takes down the ball carrier. That's a tackle for loss for Eric Kendricks. This play, though, is a better example of how good of a tackler and how physical Eric Kendricks can be in the run game. On this play, as we roll the tape, you're going to see Tampa Bay's center is going to go to the second level to try and take on Kendricks, but Kendricks won't have anything of it. Watch this collision. Kendricks is blocked, does a great job of shedding, opens up to the play, and gets in the way of the ball carrier. Now, Brian Peters gets credit for this tackle right here, but Kendricks does a great job of shedding his block, opening up, and making sure the play doesn't go any further. The final play with Kendricks in the run game is going to happen here. You're going to see an H-back lead on this play. Tampa Bay's H-back is going to come through the A-gap right here and try and lead the way for running back Mike James, but Kendricks is going to blow this play up. Now, probably not perfect technique. You see the collision right here in the A-gap. You'd like to see Kendricks with his hands out trying to shed this block, but you love the physicality here by Eric Kendricks. He's undersized and he's fast, and a lot of times those type of linebackers aren't known as physical players, but here's Eric Kendricks showing he has some physicality and he can be a force in the run game, making a nice play on the back. You want to be a three-down linebacker in the NFL? Well, you better be able to play the pass, and that's what Eric Kendricks does right here. The Vikings are in a sub package, but they have Kendricks on the field anticipating pass with Tampa Bay lined up in a 3-by-1 formation. You're going to see Kendricks right here. This is his man right here. He does a great job of reading the receiver, and as soon as the receiver sits down on his route and opens his body to the quarterback, Kendricks closes, gets his hand up, and breaks up the pass. Now, maybe once Kendricks gets a few more reps, this might be a play where he too opens up to the quarterback right here and can intercept the ball. But in just his second preseason game, we'd love to see a guy with those kind of instincts in the pass game. If you want to play in Mike Zimmer's defense, it's important that you can be a good pass rusher as well, and Eric Kendricks is going to demonstrate that on this play. He and Brian Peters both lined up in the A-gap. They're mugging the center right here. Now, you're going to see Kendricks comes through unblocked. You'd like to see anyone who can come through unblocked make a play on the quarterback, but look at the closing speed here by Eric Kendricks. The quarterback, no chance to react whatsoever. So, even though he's unblocked, you love seeing him make this play, ends the play quickly, tackle the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. There you have Eric Kendricks, physical in the run game, not afraid to chase and tackle, not afraid to take on a fullback, very good in the pass game with the pass breakup, and he can even blitz and get the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. That's the kind of play you want to see from a guy that you hope can be on the field a bunch for your team.